That was classic Sedano, what he just did there.
What do you mean classic Sedano?
You know that Lindsay's yelling at me, so you go in there and you go, oh, Lindsay, you're doing a great job. Don't listen to Chris.
I
never said you were doing a great
job.
Sensitive Chris.
Anyone who fights back with you does a good job in my eyes.
Fights back.
He did just say good show.
There was no fight.
6 o'clock in the Southland. Live image Tuesday.
6:02 actually now.
6:02 in the Southland. Sedano and Cap. Shit, Anna. Beto Durant sitting in. We are 3 days away from the inaugural 710 Mandy Awards presented by Buffalo Wild Wings and Jim Beam. Friday night is the night.
Wish
follow at ESPN Los Angeles for all the coverage if you don't have a ticket in. Right now, though, she's got a ticket in because she's nominated for copious amounts of awards. Take it away, producer Laura.
Okay.
Wait,
thank
copious
you.
Amount of awards? For real?
No. I don't know. It's just, it
I mean,
fun.
She's no. got an award.
It's time for what you need to know.
Yeah.
Well, I was nominated for a Golden Mic.
Yes, brought to you by...
Oh!
Damn.
I don't think Mason was ever nominated for a Golden Mic.
I'm not involved in that one.
Yeah.
Wait, what's a Golden Mic?
Big time in L.A.
Yeah, it's a big thing. But let me just let you know that what you need to know is brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are.
And Carlo has one.
Has what?
A Golden Mic.
Oh, he does?
Yeah, actually, Carlo has a few Golden Mics.
Sisu?
Yeah, Carlos.
He's so good at what
he
does.
Is it Sisu or Sisu?
Sisu.
That's what I thought.
Talented kid.
I got to remember that it's producer Emily Hebel, not Hebel.
It's Hebel. I thought it was Hebel, too.
Well, I don't want to.
Because you're
the
Josh.
Game,
yeah, you got to. Well, you're the MC, master of ceremonies.
Host is what we like to say.
Oh,
co-host.
Okay. You and Keyshawn.
It's Key's. Key's the host. I'm just there to drive the train.
Bye, kids.
Those are the interns.
Bye.
I know. I said bye, kids.
They're associate producers.
God, I remember being that young.
Thanks for the shot.
Being that young is
fun.
Yeah,
that wasn't nice.
Remember that young? Okay. Remember that young?
Oh, I wish I was 24 right now.
Oh. With what you know now.
Yeah.
God, I was skinny at 24.
Oh, I know. Me too.
I was actually bigger at 24. I'm skinny.
You think a lot about weight, Chris.
I do. I'm obsessed with it.
Me too.
Well, he's lower.
All right, Laura, what do you got and what you need to know?
So this is crazy. A Red Robin employee was fired due to adding edibles to the to-go orders.
Whoa.
Okay, so this happened in North Carolina. So the employee
not a good thing there.
Was adding a edible with the card promoting Kel's Sweet Streets, the incredible edible. Mm-hmm. And then I thought about it. I was like, if one of us in this show would ever do anything like that, it would be Cap throwing like the cited stuff or whatever.
The cited stuff.
Like whatever.
There's cited merch. I just realized today I was at my desk in the TV building and I opened up the drawer and there was a t-shirt and a cited hat in there. And I'm like, I must have stuck that in here.
Yeah. When he gave it to us like a year ago or whatever. But yeah, I feel like Cap out of all of us would do that.
Absolutely.
Somebody brought up cited to me today. I didn't expect to hear from it. I thought that was funny. This was a random sighted mention.
He's going to try to work in a way to promote it on Friday night. You know?
I bet you he's going to wear sighted on the back of his coat.
And we're going to tell him, do not stream the show live, because the whole point is that we can say whatever we want.
Right.
We're going to edit everything.
He's going to screw this up. I mean, if you had to bet on somebody to screw it up of the entire lot.
Nah, Cap will behave. He'll behave.
Yeah, he's going to have Rachel with him. Of course he's going to behave. Rachel's there.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, he'll behave. Remember, this is Cap's first appearance with the new management, right?
Yeah.
He's the new guy.
Yeah.
Based on tenure.
Yeah.
So he has to behave. It'll be fine. It's going to go off without a hitch. It's going to be good. It's going to be fun.
No, it's going to be amazing.
Yeah. Cap is going to behave. Cap's going to be fine.
Okay. I hope so.
Now some of the other hosts, I don't know.
Mm. Who do you think gets sloshed?
Well, this has been a big topic.
Yes?
Oh, yeah. Because a lot of people have said, they're not going to drink. And then Amanda has basically said, no,
yeah, but
it's
Mason's
okay to
going to be on gummies. There's no way he's going sober.
Well, he's so scared based on what happened at that remote.
I know,
that
was funny.
What happened? I wasn't even there.
He sounded drunk.
Should have been there.
At a remote?
So here's, I'll give you a short story.
Yeah, give me the short version.
We're prepping in the back, and we've been there to Clearman's Galley many times. So there's a back area behind
this. They did a couple weeks ago, right?
Yeah.
For the Dodgers thing?
They've done a million Dodgers shows over the years there.
So he says, I'm on my laptop or whatever, and we were prepping for the trial of the century.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, hey, you want a dirty martini? I go,
oh.
You know what? I don't know if I've ever really had a dirty martini. Sure, let's have one. We have it. Oh, yeah, it's good. It's good. Okay. Extra dirty.
Yeah.
I come back maybe 20
minutes
later.
Keep the music going. It's fine.
And everyone's like, Chris, what did you do to Mace? I go, I didn't do anything. They're like, he's on his third dirty martini.
No.
Like, I don't. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
So
you're a grown-ass man. By the way, didn't you introduce Greg Bergman to dirty martinis recently?
On Saturday. Oh. He had one. I had three.
Dirty martinis are fun.
How these people in this state of their lives have never had a dirty martini?
I don't love them, by the way.
Oh, that's all I get.
I love them. My grandpa used to always
order olives.
Steakhouse, absolutely.
I don't love olives.
I ended up having one last night, too.
Yeah, don't love olives.
Dirty. Didn't we have one when we played golf?
Did we? Yeah, we did. That was after the vote, so I was in that.
I'm very particular. When it comes to hard liquor...
Well, you're not much of a drinker anyway, right? Just wine?
Wine, and then there's four hard liquors that I like. I like tequila.
Mandala.
Right. I like bourbon, scotch, and whiskey because they're basically in the same family.
One bourbon, one
scotch. All three of those are in the same family. Okay. Family. So... That's pretty much it. Like, it's either wine or one of those four, and that's pretty much the deal.
I had done a good job for a long time, thanks to our help of our boss, Amanda Brown, of just getting to wine and cutting out all the hard booze.
Yeah.
But the last year or so, we've been off that train. And
yeah, it happens.
A lot of JD in my life right now.
Yeah. All right, that is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. So, Beto, let me ask you this. You have high school kids. Yeah. So. This story, Lindsay, what was the story about NIL that you wanted to get to specifically? Because it's now, I saw the story today that it's reaching
USC
like the high school levels, and then USC has started, not a collective, they don't want to be called a collective.
Yeah, but it's essentially,
it's in essence,
thing.
That's what it is. Because, by the way, that's what all the smart schools are
doing. Yeah, you're doing right your now. Own thing where you tell the kids, this is how we do it, you go to these guys and they'll take
right,
care
we'll,
of you.
Right, it's legit business that's being done, and but the smart schools are doing that and taking advantage of it.
Yeah, USC, they hired like a firm to help them with all of their marketing and NIL decisions and all that. And I had pointed out that Caleb Williams, amongst other USC players, were trying to recruit this five-star linebacker with all this stuff on social media. And they made like a video, which I'm assuming the firm helped them with, you know, and they made a video and they like blew up his Instagram account trying to get him like, hey, come play with us. So I just thought it was interesting that social media has become such a strong tool. Now for recruiting.
And Lincoln Riley basically is out there like they want to make sure that NIL, that USC tries to dominate that. And it's what I've always said. If USC's best route to being back in the championship, while Lincoln Riley is obviously a big part of that, NIL is also going to be a big part of it.
Absolutely. It's what it is. There was a story in the LA Times today about how Malachi Nelson, the kid from Los Alamitos.
Right, the quarterback.
The quarterback who's going to be a senior this year.
Right.
He has a bunch of stuff lined up. Yeah. Essentially, this kid's going to be a millionaire already. And just
good for him.
Exactly. So there was a story today that he's hooked up with a company that's going to help the NIL, where he's going to be representing like rib spots, different restaurants, a different collective for him, that he said if he had gone to Oklahoma, wouldn't be available to him.
Right.
He would have some places at Oklahoma to do it. But the money value-wise, because you're at USC and you're in LA, is different. Just the same thing that that big booster down in Miami, that billionaire.
Right, the billionaire that's got list two companies and he's using that.
And he's doing that. So if you're the big marketing firms, you're involved in this. And you're starting to see a bunch of different people, and especially agencies that are starting to do this. There was
There are agents that are just that are now doing NIL specifically. Stuff.
Yeah, there was a convention last week in Atlanta. A friend of mine, Calder, went down there. He works for an agency, and it was about the NIL and educating these marketing geniuses on what the NIL, what they can and cannot do, and how you can do it. And if you're a legit stud, and I had this conversation with a couple of different friends, and you know, my good friend Danny Hernandez, a quarterback guru coach, was telling me some of his quarterbacks. Kids are coming in as ninth graders already.
And by the way, that Danny Hernandez, your guy, the quarterback.
We're going to go have dinner with him pretty soon at the Delray.
He worked with Bryce Young since he was a little kid.
Yeah, and so Danny actually has Malachi. So he was telling me how some of these guys are working, and it's not necessarily now the seniors.
Yeah.
It's the kids who are coming into high school.
Of course.
Who are already being approached on what's going on and which high school they're going to go to. Mm-hmm. Because say a school like a Sierra Canyon or St. John Bosco or Modern, these big factories can actually help you.
Yeah, or Brentwood. Brentwood's a basketball factor.
Yeah, you know, you're starting to see some of these places, and you're like, wait a minute, the NIL, if you're a stud kid, and your parents are not helping you on your social media, on your brand, it's ridiculous.
But I don't understand the pushback on that stuff, because to me, it's like, this country's like a capitalist society. Yeah. Like, why shouldn't you be allowed to make money off your name, image, and
likeness? The pushback's come from the schools who aren't smart enough to say, oh, we didn't get this guy, we didn't get that guy.
Well,
actually,
By the way, if we're being honest here, and even at the high school level, this happened.
Forever.
It was going on under the table anyway.
Exactly.
Now not just in college, okay?
Now it's just out there. I actually sent this to my son. So, like, my son's going to be a senior.
Right.
And I tell him, like, you guys have to use your social media to promote yourself.
Yeah.
If you're an athlete and to get attention from schools. And I found this story yesterday. There's this kid who goes to Norfolk State. He's a decathlete.
Right. Virginia. Yep.
And this young man taught himself how to get NIL deals. He's a decathlete. Nobody's coming at you.
No, for sure. Absolutely not.
He has 70 brand deals that he's able to get. Some of them pay him just $100.
Right.
Another one, a couple thousand. Another one, just food.
Right.
Another one, clothes.
But
you can
it
do
adds
it
up,
if
bro.
You hustle out there and you go do it.
If Beto, the way you hustle, if you were an athlete back in the day,
oh my God.
You'd be killing it right
I'm
now.
Wearing a Sunday Swagger shirt that I got for free from this golf tournament that
there
I wasn't
go.
Invited to.
Yes, exactly. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
It's it, man. It's a different world, and it's a...
And it's... I don't give a crap what anybody says. It's good for the kids. Now, look.
The kids are in control.
But it's about time.
Yes.
Because the kids were being exploited for so long.
Now, also...
And I know what the pushback is. They're getting a free education. Listen, the scholarship doesn't add up to the billions of dollars that the schools are making. Okay?
There's a reason that JT Daniels is at his fourth school now. I think third school. Where is he at? Virginia now.
Yeah.
Right? West Virginia.
Yeah.
But, you know, and kids go to four different high schools now. The game has completely changed.
Oh, Michael Beasley, who played for the Lakers at one point, who was the former number two overall pick, played for four different high schools.
Why did Michael Beasley go to Kansas State?
Right.
Who the heck wants to go to
Manhattan Kansas, bro?
Why did Michael Thompson go to Minnesota? Come on, a Bahamian.
Yeah, come on, Bahamian. Tell
us the
truth. A Bahamian
going to Minnesota?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it's a different world. It's a lot of different things, and it's good for the athletes. Now, of course, it's going to be really dirty because you have the handlers out there telling you, I can get you this, I can get you that, and guys that can funnel this and funnel that. So it's up to the parents to be really cognizant of what's going on. And like if you, it's also ability for the kids who are, say, like the three-star recruits who might be going to, like, you know.
Right, who can get a little coin.
Who are going to Utah State, New Mexico State,
right.
That can actually do something. And I was telling this with Danny. I'm like, the rise of the Latino quarterback, if you, like.
Oh, let's go. Bro, if there's a good Latino quarterback, it's going to be awesome because he's going to be, like, showboating the whole time. And I love
Jake Garcia down in Miami.
Yeah.
You know, if he can actually play and he can do something.
He was good in high school.
Yeah. Another one who went to four different high schools. Right. But if you also, if you could be the rise of it and you can find a way to facilitate. Look at Juan Toscano Anderson.
Yeah.
Played, what, 2 minutes for the Warriors?
Yeah.
But he's half Mexican. He has the Mexican flag out there. He knows. He played down there. He speaks a little bit of Spanish.
Yeah.
And it's all over the place.
Right.
If you know how to brand yourself, if you know how to make marketing for yourself and you know how to do the imaging for you, it's so fantastic what you have the ability. Jake Kyman, a guy who left UCLA, basketball player, he's at Wyoming now.
Yeah.
And I know Jake because my son Mateo works out with him with AJ and everything else. And Jake left UCLA but already had the NIL deals going to Wyoming.
Right.
So he's calling his own shots on what you can do. It's an interesting time. It's the Wild West right now, George.
It is. I mean, it eventually get regulated some, but I do think it's a great opportunity for the kids, and you should take advantage when you got the opportunity because you have the upper hand where before that was just certainly not the case.
Yeah.
And again, this notion that it wasn't happening before is silly.
Oh, my God.
It was happening, but just now everybody gets a piece of the pie.
Dude, there's so many different avenues now, different cottage industries that have established. Like, there's video guys who are making just the highlight videos for football,
for kids,
or the different marketing that you can do. Like,
like
I said, my son played in this thing called the Section 7
What's
in Arizona.
What's that basically that YouTube for Huddle, right? HUDL.
Huddle's where you put your highlights
there. Yeah.
But if you're a basketball kid and you can get one of your highlights on Ball is Life, which is it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you blow up. There's that kid, Mikey Williams.
Oh, yeah.
Who has blown up because he was in best 7th and 8th grader. Right. Now he's going to be a senior, and he's not the best one.
Right.
Like, you know, it's just, but he's blown up, and he got a Puma deal.
Right.
You know, there's these kids that are out there.
Because he brings eyeballs to the videos.
And they're creating content.
Right.
And there's a kid at Corona Centennial, Jeremy Kane, who's going to go to Duke. He has millions of followers on TikTok. He has nothing to do with his basketball, just on his dances.
Right.
He's going to be marketing that.
Yeah, good for him.
It's a different world right now.
Yeah. All right, coming up next, a couple of former Lakers are a little salty about something. We'll tell you what.
Come on!
I'm telling you.
Shocker!
All right, we're back in 2 minutes.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cap. I almost said Mason Ireland. Sedano and Cap. Shit on him. Beto Duran sitting in for Cappy.
Yeah,
ooh, hit the
Randy.
Post. Good job.
I wasn't even trying on
Look
that.
Look at Randy. I love this.
Yeah. On this day, it's not coming up, though. On this day, I believe in 2019, I'm just going to do it off the top of my head, Toy Story 4 was released in theaters. Is that correct?
I think it was like two. Let me. I got to look it up, but it's not 2019.
All right.
But recently.
Oh, you're right. It is. I
within the last 5 years.
Oh, wait a minute. What now? I was
You're right. You're correct.
Oh. I couldn't even pull it up. I just do it off the top of my head.
Off the dome.
You're a pro.
Sedano and Cap continues right now.
Love the Toy Story movies. I told you yesterday. I've cried in a few of them.
Really?
Oh, dude. Some of them are a little emotional, man.
Yeah, man. Andy?
Andy going to college?
I only saw one.
That hurt.
Oh, my God. What?
Oh, you're way behind.
He has no kids. Why would he watch it?
I love Cars, though.
No, but you know
what?
I don't
have kids, but I've seen it.
Yeah, it's awesome. All those Pixar movies have good, like, adult stuff, too.
Yep. Of course.
Yeah.
So. Brave is a great one.
Which one?
Brave.
I've never seen that one. What's that one about?
With the redheaded girl and, like, the little two-step child, and she wants to be, like, her own person. And the dad.
Is that new?
No, it's not new.
Oh. And it's Pixar?
It's not Pixar. It's Disney.
Oh.
But it's so good.
I haven't seen it.
Wally? So. Wally's good.
I do like Wally. Wally.
Wally is like one of my, probably my favorite Disney movie.
I don't know about favorite, but I like it.
I love it because it's different.
I saw it during the pandemic. For some reason, it just came up on one of our Disney Plus thing.
But, yeah. Evo.
Right, Evo. Yeah.
Evo.
It's funny. So anywho, all right, so a couple of former Lakers are a little salty.
Now what?
No, I mean, I kind of get it, though.
Oh.
So was it Alex Caruso who started this first, Lindsay?
Yeah.
So Alex Caruso was, I guess, watching the Warriors parade and got a little FOMO. And then Kuz quote tweeted him and was also saying, yeah, we never got one, whatever, this, that, and the other. And look, it's too late now. Like, you're never going to get it. Like, it's unfortunate. But, I mean, listen, we tried to do it. We were trying to rally them to do it, like, on a boat or something or whatever, or like, and it just never came to fruition.
You got to know what the situation is, right? Like, you couldn't have a parade. Okay. Yeah, there's a pandemic going on, a worldwide pandemic.
Right, once-in-a-lifetime thing.
Yeah. Okay.
They were more or less just pointing out how amazing it looks and, like, how much they wanted to be a part of that because they were having a lot of fun at that parade, especially
Mr. Clay Thompson.
Well, then
go look at your
ring
and you're going to have a good time right there.
That's true.
Like,
I'd be so bummed, though, if that were me and I missed the parade. Like,
the parade is it's funny because that day, to your point, Lindsay, I was doing the NBA Today show yesterday, and we were kind of coming in and out of the parade, like we'd have stuff from the parade and come back to the show. And Matt Barnes, Kendrick Perkins, and who else was on the show? Oh, CJ McCollum, who hasn't been part of a champion, but the other two, Kendrick Perkins and Matt, have. And we had like still pictures of their times at the parade, and they were getting down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, and they both said the most fun part of all of it is the parade.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the anniversary of the Cavs championship parade, which that was
the
second best day of my life and my dad's. And he
second
said the first
best day. What would be the first?
When they won.
Oh.
But it was crazy. Like Kyrie
did you
walking.
Cry?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I have a video. I've posted it before.
Well, yeah. I mean, they hadn't won since before you were
cried.
Born. Your dad probably was like a
my
little
dad's
kid.
Never seen a championship.
That's
the difference between us. I mean, he was like 8 or something.
I was just going to say
he doesn't remember when the Browns won. He was like 8.
Right.
So
that was Midwest City.
He doesn't remember
so cute.
It.
The third best day.
So cute.
The third best day of her life will be Friday night when she takes home Producer of the Year, the champion.
Oh, yeah.
Well, not
are
according
you
to you.
Are you? Wait. Are we breaking news,
Mister? I think Greg Bergman's going to win Producer of the
she
Year.
She really holds on to it.
Miss, what about? I thought you
said
you
2 hours
know.
Ago.
I thought you said you didn't know what the score was, what the results
are. I don't.
Are.
I'm.
Then why are you telling? Why are you getting her hopes up?
I'm guessing. Well, there's only
why is he getting my hopes up? What does that mean, Beto?
Whoa.
Because
I'm pretty sure that like I will be shocked if I don't win. Just saying.
Wow.
What? I mean, people.
In that case, go Greg.
I'm just saying. What? There's no like.
Look
there's no
that.
Shame in
that
having confidence.
Arrogant. Look at you.
Is that arrogant? I'm confident.
I'll be confident.
You know what, Beto? You need to learn a lesson or two, okay? Because there's nothing. I'm not being arrogant. I'm confident, and there's nothing wrong with that.
Hungarian fire coming
your
way.
Yeah, that arrogance of like, I'd be shocked if I don't win.
Mm-hmm. I didn't say it like that.
What'd you say?
I said I would be shocked if I don't win.
See, you hear the shock.
You know what, Greg? The reason why is because Greg keeps telling me the same thing. He's like, "You're gonna win. You're gonna
Greg's
win. I know you're gonna
Greg's
win."
He's slow playing you, though.
Slow playing.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, if Greg wins, that's cool. But whatever.
But if Greg
we all
doesn't
know,
win.
We all know Greg's not the best producer of. You know, he's not. I'm saying I'm the of us. I'm just saying I deserve to win producer of the year. That's
yes!
all.
I love
Greg will say that to you, though. He said it a million times.
Like,
I'm not saying
Greg's
anything
the
new.
He's nicest guy. He's going to tell
he's
you.
He's nice, but
he's
not.
Tell you. Like,
the award is not nicest producer.
That's true. It is not nicest producer.
So who's
the,
all right. Best
That's
producer?
What I said. That's
Man.
What I said.
When you
George
win
is
and you
win.
Come up to give an acceptance speech, and Keyshawn looking beautiful in his beautiful suit, and me looking
fine. Dapper.
Yeah.
It's not the clothes I wanted to wear, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Will you mention.
Supply chain.
Will you mention me in your acceptance speech?
Sure.
Wait, Lindsay, have you written an acceptance speech?
No.
It's only 60 seconds. They should be able to do it off the top.
What? No, she should get longer than that. Producer of the year?
We got a long show. We got to get through it.
Listen, that show's going to be like 5 hours, right?
Well, I hope not.
I hope not, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, we got a lot of awards, and it's not about me. It's about the listeners. It's about the event.
Who are you going to thank first?
I'm going to thank Greg Bergman for allowing me to win Producer of the Year.
Not Emily.
Lindsay's coming.
I will
thank
Greg and Emily.
All right.
You know what I find fascinating?
You know, there's like a rivalry between me and Greg. You know, we got traded on shows. Like, he got kicked off of this show. I got kicked off of Mason in Ireland.
You
traded.
You got promoted. Oh.
I'm just making a point that there's like a rivalry
there.
You got
traded to the
Yankees. If you want, I can tell the real story.
Greg is my friend.
You know what happened.
I enjoy Greg as a person. He is my friend. But
you went
producer
from the
wise,
Indians to the Yankees, man. You're good.
Producer wise, like, I feel like I'm a better producer than Greg, and I don't think he would argue.
But I like her confidence.
Why are you laughing? You think that's funny? You know it's true.
Listen, I will say this, okay? The reason Lindsay and I get along really well is because we're both uber confident. And there's nothing wrong with that. You shouldn't apologize.
There isn't
for that.
Anything wrong with that. Anyone who wants to tell
Laura
me that I'm cocky
that
or whatever,
well,
screw
I
you.
Brianna,
I don't care.
You're winning. Don't drag me.
No,
in
but you're confident.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
A great bit that I wanted
this
to
whole show.
To
is
and by the way, so's Cappy in his own weird way.
We should be confident, Beto, because we're all really good
why
at our
do you
jobs.
Think I'm on the show?
And we're a great show.
I'm cockier than all of you guys. That's why
I mean,
you were a little too cocky back in the day.
Yeah, exactly. What am I going to do? Get fired again? Whoa.
I mean,
well, you still could.
You
could. I'm just saying.
I know.
Can I find? Hold on. We used to have all these drops about Greg taking L's. Hold on a second.
Wow.
That's my friend.
This is nothing personal against Greg. Like I said, I love Greg. This is strictly professionally speaking. I feel like I deserve producer
you're
of the year
Titanic.
More than Greg.
Girl, you're Titanic.
Good.
You're
going
to
win
it, girl.
Everything.
There's nothing wrong with me thinking that. And if you guys want to say whatever you want, think whatever you want, I don't care because you know what? What you think about me is none of my business.
Damn.
I don't care what you say about me.
All I'm just saying, Greg, is I ain't playing those drops because I used to get in trouble.
No, I was playing it. Yeah.
All I'm saying is I voted for Lindsay twice.
If you voted for Greg, then Samuel L. is going to say,
I love those drops.
To be fair, though, we all know that Mason did have like a bot for weeks.
Oh, there's no question. Yeah. Yeah.
That's the one thing about this.
Somebody, still don't know. I still don't know.
Somebody pointed out to me. Oh, it is possible because someone pointed out to me the fact that you don't have to enter any information when you were voting. Yeah. You could just, like, you could sit there and vote
Kaplan
all day.
Kaplan says he was voting all, that Mason was voting all day.
I mean, guys, what do you
want? He would sit in there and vote all day during the show.
No, but I'm just saying, like,
next year we'll do ballots, real ballots. You'll have to register to vote.
At least add a CAPTCHA in there or something, you know?
Yeah, Cappy did accuse him of that.
No way.
Oh, Mason admitted. He said he does. He said he sits there all day and votes on it.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
He said he did. He said he does it all day during the show.
Wow. Oh, my God. That's a...
I got to go to the Mandy.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that.
No wonder he's going
to
walk out if he doesn't win because he voted for himself the whole damn time.
This is what I meant. Like, there's no shame. We know
that
show
wanted. Could you imagine if he went through all that trouble and still lost?
Let me just say this. I don't know about any of the voting.
Yeah.
But in a
Price Waterhouse.
In a meeting a few weeks ago, Tommy.
Yeah.
Shouts out to you.
Shouts out to you, Tommy.
Said the voting is, this was right before the final week where we did the, he said the voting is very close on everything.
Oh, good.
So that's why the bot thing doesn't seem like.
Well, but he was clearly voting for himself.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's admitted that.
So he had the bots to get close.
So I was going
to
say, if he got close, that meant that that was after him voting all day. Hey, look, I don't care. If I don't win, I still am confident that I deserve
you're still
producer
the best
of the
producer,
year,
Lindsay.
And I'm the producer in my heart.
No,
I'm
because Lindsay's
producer.
The best producer I've worked with at the station, man.
So there you go.
And also the only one I've worked with is.
I'm allowed to have confidence in what I do.
This show's fantastic.
The bit I wanted to do if Mace was here this week.
This show is Married with Children.
Dude, without a doubt.
Meets reality
Wait, speaking
show.
Of without that, a doubt.
How did you guys let Mace be off the week of the Mandy's?
Because
we let him. Like, you're going
to
tell him no?
Well, originally, Mason
quiet.
And I were going to take some time
People
off.
People are calling in. They want to chime in on this conversation.
Well, let's go.
All right, well, go ahead. Go.
Oh, I was just going to say. I find it fascinating that I've seen on Twitter since George has been talking about, because of, you know, the kids being sick and stuff, that Kelly can't make it. That people are disappointed that they won't get to meet Kelly. Juan also, Mace has talked about Juan not being able to make it. Nobody said that they're sad about that.
Yeah, well, what are you
know, that tells you about the connection to the
show.
Well,
but my wife has been on the air.
Kelly's really nice,
I don't think
too.
Juan has ever been on
no,
the air.
No, Juan's never been on the air. My wife, when I did the show from home, I literally handed her the headset. So, but yeah, Juan has never been on the air.
I thought Bethel was going to be Lindsay's secret date. Not after this. You're right. Anybody else want to get a ticket for me? Golden
Knight. I got a ticket.
You got Golden Knight, got a ticket.
I got a ticket.
Well, I was supposed to be Lindsay's date. I was supposed to be arm candy. Wait, not anymore.
Well, I got Golden Knight a ticket because somebody gave me last minute. I was
who's
I got
Golden
you.
Knight? Is that a secret book?
No, Golden Knight. Oh, he does a great job with the shirts.
Oh, yeah. He used to work on the Greg Bergman Lakers Hoedown.
Yeah, real good dude.
Back
man.
In the day.
He's cool.
Great kid. Very talented.
So I got him a ticket.
The Greg Bergman Radio Showgram?
Back when he did the Showtime Forum, when he was the owner of the Showtime Forum or whatever.
That was fun.
For like 5 minutes when he wanted to be Sliwa.
You know, I am the president of the Greg Bergman fan club. Now, there's only one member, and it's me.
I actually thought Greg doing that was really smart.
I don't know why.
He's good
why
at
are
it.
We torturing poor Greg?
He was good. We're not torturing Greg. I said he was the owner of the Showtime Forum or the Lakers Hoedown.
He was
or
really
they
good at
it on
that
show.
I would go on the show. He was really
As
good.
As someone who is part of all the shows here, Greg does a great job.
You are not. Really.
Of course he does.
He does
Switzerland
a great job.
Morales.
Listen,
over here.
I was the one that said yesterday.
What do you mean I'm not part of the shows? You hear my voice on every show.
Yeah, but you're really part of this show.
You belong here.
You try to play nice now.
I do a lot with Travis and Sliwa.
Jefferson Darcy, get over here,
but
bro.
Listen, Jefferson Darcy.
You know exactly the deal.
Well, yeah.
The reason you started on the other shows was because you were on this show first. And everybody got all jealous. Why is Morales only on the afternoon show?
Morales.
On Live Imaging Tuesday, I usually do the show with you guys because it's fun. Whereas the other shows, I just kind of do my minute and then I'm out.
Right. Mm-hmm. But people got upset because you, or not upset.
It must be
upset.
The Morales
show. But people were like, felt like you were playing.
Don't start that.
Tuesdays is the Morales show. I like it.
I do like it. People like
this is Sedano.
No, because, this is fun
because Sedano can move all these pieces around and have fun.
Ringleader.
People say, some people say that they were like, well, why is he always on their show and not on our show? I mean, literally, before you and John Ireland became best friends, he said on the air, he's like, he doesn't even like our show. He always likes Sedano's show. He's always talking about Sedano. He's always on Sedano.
Shit out.
Yeah. And they gave you crap for that too.
They did.
But then they wanted me. It's like the girls that say no. They say they don't want to be with you. They're like, oh, you're mean. They're always mean to you, right? But then they're nice to you because they want
to
be
like
with
elementary
you.
School.
Like
yeah.
elementary school.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's more like the fact that, like, oh, he's around, I guess. I guess he's nice.
Hey, listen, I've made a business at that, too.
Good for you. All right. Big deal or no deal. Back in 2 minutes.
Live Imaging Tuesday on Sedano and Cab, Beto Duran at Latino Heat.
Yeah.
Do you like that Latino Heat thing?
Yeah. It's a homage to Eddie Guerrero.
Yeah.
Do you like when I put Suave in the produced opens?
Always good, man. Get the Art LeBeau connection going. I like that.
And people dig it because, like I said, Alex, the security guy,
hey,
came up to me.
Hey, this is Smiley and Covina to my girl Laura. Hey. She's downtown now, but we still got a connection. Hey. Always a forever girl.
I'm the one that started that little bit, so, you know.
Oh.
Because I did, because we talked about LeBeau, and I was like,
yeah.
Well, that's okay.
I was like, I want to shout out to my boo, you know.
Mm-hmm, to my T-Bow.
Oh, and I'm doing more.
What's the time? Oh, yeah.
Big deal or no deal?
Big deal or no deal. Take it away, shit out of it.
Thank you, Christopher. Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Shadano.
Man, she is fired up today.
I love it.
Wow.
It's only because you're here, Chris. You should be here every day.
No, that's too much. Too much, Chris. Too much.
That's too much for me. I don't have that energy. Don't know, Shadano. If we ever do like a morning show, radio showgram extravaganza again.
Nah, George ain't waking up.
No, yeah. If we did like a 7 a.m. thing.
Listen, we don't need to be in the morning to recreate the magic that you always talk about of the morning show. Just saying.
No. Yeah, afternoons are
good. Don't need to be in the morning. We can do that in the afternoon.
Some of those extra bricks that Keyshawn always talks about. So get you some bricks. Some stacks.
9 a.m., bro. That's about as early as I go.
All right. Take it away, producer Lindsay.
Okay. Thanks, Chris. So the turbulent times for the PGA Tour are rolling on as yet another one of its big-name stars is poised to join the LIV Golf Series, and that is Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Koepka is a four-time major champion and recently scrubbed the PGA Tour from his social media platforms, which, you know, caused a lot of people to think, maybe he is leaving for LIV. Well, he is expected to play in the next LIV Golf event, which is next week in Portland. Is another relatively big-name PGA player... Is Brooks Koepka joining the LIV a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
So, look, it's a big deal because he's Brooks Koepka, and he's one of the top 20 players in the world. However, I think, and we talked about this briefly yesterday, but I'm curious to hear Beto and Chris's opinion on this because they're golf people. My theory
I'm
on
a golf person, too, by the way.
Are you really? I have no
idea. All about golf.
Sedano, don't start.
I did not know
you
that.
You just stepped in it.
She watches
golf
a lot.
No, but I legitimately did not know that.
I mean, I've talked about it, you know, here and there, but.
Did you play?
No,
she
know
watches.
Better.
Oh,
she watches. She's all about
women. Don't play golf, really.
That's not true. My wife takes all my money, my friend's monies all the time.
Well, oh, really?
Oh, does she? Yeah. Let's call her.
I worked in, one of the reasons why I love golf so much is because I worked at a golf court, like multiple golf courses for years as the beverage cart girl. You know, then I got into watching it. I also used to run the board for like golf tournaments and for GKB.
Okay.
So.
Well, there you go.
GKB Cleveland.
Anyway.
All right. So, well, we can discuss that. But my theory on that is this. If you watched the U.S. Open this past weekend, the final pairing was two kids, one of them literally wearing braces still, okay? And the other kid has only been in 9 tournaments. Basically, the PGA Tour is always going to make stars.
Yep.
And here's the thing about the LIV Tour. Put the Saudi stuff aside for a second. Let's compartmentalize. The reality is this. Who is golf's target audience? What age are they? Approximately.
45 and up?
45 to 65.
All right. The higher end of that group isn't watching the LIV Tour on YouTube.
No.
Okay? And by the way, the other part of the LIV thing that's weird is this team concept.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, but my friends who are TV people who watched the thing on YouTube said their graphics were terrible. They didn't know what the hell was happening other than the actual golf that they were watching.
Yeah.
It was a mess. They were doing like acronyms for the teams that they were playing on, but they didn't know who was on what team.
It's hard to figure things out.
It's a disaster.
Only 54 holes.
So the money is one thing, but the reality is the PGA Tour, that's where you're going to make your bread, bro. And I mean that in this sense. Not just a one-time, here's un palo to give you like a lot of money, but what I'm saying is you're going to have a lifetime of money being on the PGA Tour if you are a winner on the PGA Tour. And you're going to be competing against the best in the world day in and day out. They can always make new stars, the PGA Tour. It's like wrestling. There were a lot of people that tried to take out the WWE or the WWF, and eventually the WWE still got them all. Even as good as AEW is to some people, the king is still the WWE.
Yeah, the difference is that the LIV has deep, deep pockets.
Sure.
Like when the USFL started or XFL, they run out of money. And the different ideas that they're going to have, obviously you can't find this on YouTube anywhere. You can't figure things out. You don't know what's going on. But they're throwing money at guys who weren't going to be top 10 guys. You know, Abraham Ancer the other day decided to go to the LIV Tour. He's a guy who will compete sometimes, but he's not always in the top 10. So you look at the LIV Tour. You're right. Take away the Saudi money. Just look at it just from the golf standpoint. It's weird because we're not used to seeing what we're used to seeing. You got to figure things out. But it is making the PGA make some adjustments.
And that's a good thing.
Because today the PGA came out and said, oh, you know what? We're going to do something where we're going to take 50 golfers and have a $20 million payout, 54 holes. So the PGA is realizing that they got to make adjustments. It's not as stodgy as it should have been.
But here's the issue for the PGA, George, is when you look at the top 10 rated, when they started this social media Google bonusing, bonusing golfers for having a social impact.
Yeah.
Tiger got a $9 million bonus last year and he barely played because of his strength.
Yeah.
Of the top 10, LIV has now taken 8.
Right.
Yeah.
John Rahm and Rory being the only ones left.
Right.
And Tiger, so excuse me, 7.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about trying to target younger, the guys that are on social media that are active
I get it.
Are now on LIV.
Right, yeah. But I'd love to see what those streaming numbers were on YouTube.
Oh, they have to be horrible.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. The PGA Tour, the kid that just won has braces, for God's sake.
Well, it's Scottie Scheffler who won the Masters and who was in contention. Nobody knows who, he's got no personality.
But they can create stars, okay? Just like, now, for LIV, it's going to be harder because they don't have the platform. They don't have a television
deal. And
they'll
be done in 3 years, probably when they get tired of spending all this money. And all these guys will come back.
Right.
It'll be like the WWE analogy. Everybody will come back in the end.
Yeah.
So.
That's a great analogy, actually.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like AEW, everyone's leaving to go there. But
right, when the
back.
WCW folded, right, everybody just came back to the WWE.
I was heartbroken when, like,
You were a Monday Night Nitro guy?
No, I was a WWF all the way.
Yeah.
And when Bret the Hitman Hart went bad and he went to WCW, I cried.
Yeah.
Were you watching when, like, Lex Luger all of a sudden just showed up, like, unannounced? Like,
by the way, that was the best time in wrestling because of all the stuff of guys going back and forth. And you just would flip between the two and just be like, oh, my God, look at this guy. Oh, my God, that guy's there. Oh, my God.
The mid-90s Saturday morning special on USA where Vince McMahon every Saturday morning would
Alfred Hayes
would do, like, a review of the week.
Yeah.
Those were golden times, man.
I liked when Vince McMahon was the, and I know he's dealing with some stuff. I get it. And, you know, that's awkward transition, but nonetheless, I remember when he used to be the broadcaster with Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yes,
back in the day.
Oh, those were good.
And Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Jerry the King Lawler just running around.
That was after the fact.
Yeah,
that was after him and Jim Ross. All right, Linz, go ahead. Sorry.
All right, so a lot of people will probably agree with me that CAPTCHAs are one of the worst things on the internet.
What? Oh, captures the things at the bottom when you're trying to say you're not a bot.
They are the security tools that are meant to identify the difference between bots and humans, something that we didn't have on our Mandy's
voting
site.
I'm surprised they haven't figured out bots how to go around that.
Well, if you'll let me finish here.
Producer of the year. I'm a damn good producer. Uh-huh.
Apple is introducing a feature called automatic verification. Most sites that use these services, like, you know, the ones where you have to slide a puzzle piece into place or you have to select all the pictures with crosswalks, that's the worst one ever. But they're going to let you take advantage of, they should let you take advantage of this new feature that is expected to come out next year. Is this a big deal or no deal, Sedano?
That is a big deal because they're going to have to come up with something better than CAPTCHA. And I do also hate the ones of like, find the streetlights or the sidewalk or the crosswalk. That's just the most annoying. My favorite is like, find like the motorcycle. And there's like a little tiny motorcycle in one of the squares.
Or they, one's like a moped and you have to decide, is the moped a motorcycle?
Right.
Like
Does
they trick
count?
You. Yeah.
Right. Why are they trying to trick you?
Right.
I agree.
So annoying.
Big deal. Fix it. And I hate the damn sidewalk because I can't ever figure out if that white line is part of the sidewalk or something else.
Yeah.
I know. I went through one the other night where I had 7 in a row. And I was like, really? This is getting ridiculous.
I hate it when I forget to click I'm not a bot and I did it.
You got to have better white line knowledge, Beto.
Good song. Eric Clapton.
No, white line, it doesn't matter.
What's next, Lindsay?
Okay. So the creators of Stranger Things have been teasing the movie-length season 4 finale for quite a while now. And, you know, the first half of the season began in May. I binged-watched the whole thing. I don't know if you guys are Stranger Things fans. But
I watched the first season a little bit, but not really since.
Well, it's a big hit. I loved it. Everyone I know that watches it loved it. But apparently the finale is basically going to be the same runtime as your average Marvel movie. Episode 8 is going to run 1 hour and 20 minutes long, and the season finale episode, it will come out to 2 hours and 20 minutes, which is just 3 minutes shy of beating out Avengers Endgame.
That's for a TV show?
Yes.
That's too much.
No. And it's not the end of the show because they still have a season 5 that's going to come out sometime in 2023.
What?
So is the rest of season 4 of Stranger Things, its crazy long runtime, is that a big deal or no deal?
No deal for me. Again, I stopped watching the show, so there's that. But even if I was super into the show, I feel like that's a long time to commit to, you know?
But you're already so invested.
Right. I mean,
that's
you're going to finish it, but can you do it I don't know.
I'm annoyed by it.
I mean, it's long. You're the one that likes the show, so.
But how long are the shows normally?
Like 45 minutes.
And you're going to go triple?
Well, I don't want to, but I feel like I'm so invested.
No, almost
quadruple.
Yeah, I need the payoff. Yeah. You know, I'm annoyed by it. That's why I asked.
So there you
cared.
Go. So it is a big deal.
I think it is. Yeah. Beto, you're not a fan?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I've never watched it.
I just know
that. Cosas extranjera.
Oh, yeah, Los Mujeres un Camino. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I have no idea. So all I know is that if I'm watching a show and it's normally 45 minutes and you're going to tell me I have to watch something for 2 hours?
Yeah, that's a long
Entourage
finale.
Tried to do that to me, and that sucked.
Well, they did. They moved
it. The movie.
Yeah, that
they
sucked.
Did the movie. But the last episode was not 2 hours.
But they're making a movie out of this, right? Is this what it is?
It's a Netflix show.
It's a Netflix show that the finale is going to be 2 hours and 20
nope.
minutes.
Don't be changing things up on me,
That's
man.
Like when you have a TV show on like HBO or something, when they have a two-part finale, and it's like the first half of the finale is 1 week, and then
the
second half is the
How long was
the
Game of Thrones finale? Was it the same hour?
Too long.
Was it an hour or was it longer?
Nah, don't be changing things up on me.
The
like,
Game
give me
of Thrones
20
finale?
Minutes.
I never watched it.
It was so dark.
Yeah, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, but not 2 hours, man. I ain't watching
I want to watch the new Game of Thrones prequel. I'm going to watch that.
When House did that come out? See, I never got into the Game of Thrones. I tried, but...
Really?
I'm just
stuck on watching Seinfeld every night. I guess that's what I'm doing.
I feel like it's up your alley.
I tried watching it back when it first came out, and
did you watch, how far did you get into the first season?
I don't even remember anything about the
show. If you get to episode 9, which is...
Oh, that's too many. I'll give a show like maybe 4 episodes.
I normally am a 3 or 4 episode person. But everyone kept telling me, get to episode 9. And when I did, I was like...
That's like the whole season.
I hate that.
Right. But then when I did, I was like, damn it, they got me.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
They've been
trying
to keep me
a
Lincoln lawyer, and I'm after 3. I'm
because
like,
that's
not horrible.
Bad.
Not horrible.
It's just because I watch it late at night.
I like
and I'm falling asleep.
Though.
Ooh, she's in it now. I might
is
have to watch
Campbell?
It.
That is Neve Campbell.
I like her. I
and
might
I
have to
Neve
watch
Campbell
it now.
Thing.
Dude,
she's
you
great.
Were so in the early 2000s.
Back from Stranger. I mean, what was it called?
Wild Things.
No, actually,
Scream.
Party of Five.
Oh, Party of Five.
And then that movie.
Was that on the WB?
No, that was on Fox.
Oh.
And then 54 that she did. Remember the movie about Studio 54?
Dawson's Creek was on the WB.
Yeah, that was Jessica Biel.
Wait, she was
no,
in 54?
Oh, she was in Set Party of Seven.
No.
Seventh Heaven.
Dawson's Creek was the...
Pacey.
The girl who was married to Tom Cruise. That was
Katie Holmes.
Katie Holmes, yes.
And my girl Janet Kramer was on One Tree Hill.
I don't know what that is.
You know, there's a really good TV show, Vice Dark Side of the 90s. And they do, you know, like they do a wrestling one, all that. But anyway, the whole series is about like different things that happened throughout the 90s, and it exposes the dark side. There's one episode just to 90s, like whatever you want to call it, whatever that time slot is, primetime TV shows. Yeah. And they mentioned all the shows you guys were just talking about and how WB came in and like changed the game. It was fascinating.
What about Silk Stockings?
Well, the guy,
wasn't that like USA?
Yeah, USA. Yeah. It just reminded, for some reason, I think that's your show. Like
me, Silk
Stockings. It was out of Miami. I can see a young Sedano.
I never watched.
No, I'm saying you. Washing I can see you playing shore? That character.
No, but oh, I see. Yeah, Dexter was.
Dexter's
was,
yeah.
Was allegedly filmed.
It's all in Long Beach.
It really wasn't. It was like filmed for like 2 minutes.
No, it was all filmed in LA. Belmont Shore.
Actually, that was a bit that happened during the morning show when he said when Keith was walking around. Remember with his power drill in your face.
Yeah.
He was saying, "Talk to the NBA or I'm going to get you." Yeah. I think we're playing some of that at the Mandy Awards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Sedano didn't like that bit.
No, I did. I mean, it's fine.
You put a power drill to his head.
I mean, that's pretty scary. Yeah.
No, Key was holding the picture saying he was Sedano. Oh. Sedano was a serial killer. You better talk to the NBA or I'm going to get you. Yeah.
Do you have Sedano and Keyshawn sitting at the same table so you can like relive the morning
Key
show glory?
On the stage.
He's on stage.
Okay, well, we have a tribute to Keyshawn and Sedano together.
Aww,
but by the way,
adorable.
You know what Keyshawn did when he was here? He learned to realize the grass isn't always greener on the other side. You think I was tough to deal with?
Oh, that is true.
Good luck with Max Kellerman,
that
pal, every morning.
Morning 6 to 10.
If, you think I know everything, our boy Kellerman, that's right. He knows. Why you get quiet all of a sudden?
Because I kind of like working here, so I don't want to say nothing.
I'm just saying. I like Max. But Max is smart as hell.
He does know, like, everything. He's, like, an encyclopedia.
No, Max is great. I used to work boxing with him. He was fantastic.
He is. Yeah, but, you know, that's what I'm saying. If Keith thought I was tough to deal with.
I'm just saying, I love Sedano. Leave Sedano alone. More Sedano.
Más Sedano.
Yeah.
Mucho más.
This punch right here. Those mujeres un camino. But Eric Estrada had no chance speaking Spanish, but he's doing a novela.
How long before I give Key like a Wayne Corbett line that makes him like uncomfortable?
Well, you guys don't get along?
No, we do get along.
Oh.
They didn't back then.
Back then we didn't.
Oh, you didn't when you guys were doing the show?
Eh. That's why we had to have the exit strategy, but it actually worked out for Sedano for the best.
Yeah.
Wait, so you guys get along better now that you don't work together?
Oh, we get along great now, I feel like. Yeah. I got invited to his birthday party. So, there's that.
Yeah, and my
the one that Morales planned?
No.
No, that was the kids.
Okay.
But I am involved in trying to find 70 bottles of tequila somewhere.
Oh. I got the people for you.
Thank you.
Nah, you don't even have tequila, man.
Cap is going
to
be
where's
so
the mandala
sad.
At?
Ask Jason Roberts.
Who?
Jason Roberts.
All right, Jason Roberts.
For real. You know what? I'm with you. I want to try that.
Like, there should be bottles inside this studio.
I agree.
Like, Sunday Swagger was in the studio, and I took his shirt. So I look, leave some bottles of tequila.
I'm going shirtless at Key's birthday
party. I'm going with that.
Wow. I'm gonna be in
with
the
bottles, not the shirt.
Good for you.
Wow, I'm gonna be
splashing. You think Cappy's gonna want to get invited to Key's birthday party?
Or oh, absolutely.
Trash the party? We got a break. Let's discuss that on the other side.
Sedano and Cap. Live imaging Tuesday is in full effect.
Yeah. Aren't you tired?
I'm very tired. Hold on. This is one of those dedication songs with the homies. Trigger and San Gabriel, dedicated to producer Jorge.
Damn.
We gonna get after it Friday night, homie.
Wow.
18 with the bullet.
Woo.
Cruising, they're going to cruise by the Quiet Canyon.
Yeah, then you're going to go to the Ordóñez afterwards to eat. Hey, the Venice Room on the other side of the freeway, you can go cook your own steak. Maybe Thursday night we go there.
Huh?
Yeah.
I got a rehearsal Thursday night.
Afterward for dinner. You talk about
sleep at some point.
Not stiff drinks right there.
I do like a stiff drink.
Yeah.
You need it stiff.
Yeah, you do.
This has been very educational for me.
Why?
The boys are right, though.
No, watching you actually perform what you do.
I'm a performer.
Yeah, you are. This is good.
Wait till you see what happens Friday night when I start
thought,
doing
I always thought that you'd come in,
he's
talk.
He's spitzing a little bit, too.
And then leave.
It's been a long day, I'm sure.
No, I always thought you sitting in here is pretty cool. I like that.
I'm going to do the pony dance to Key. I'm going to grind on him. That's in the block. That's in the A block.
God, how are you going to top that by the time you get to the G block?
Might just take it all off. By the way, we put it was very hard. We couldn't find any Sedano dancing videos. Oh, yeah.
Pony.
Whoa.
And then you gotta get the foot up like this.
Why is the show?
Well, you
that
know
strange?
Why? Because that was like LZ's like lane. the dancing.
I'm not looking.
He was always dancing.
Yeah, but we got Key dancing and Travis. You never.
You did not get Travis dancing.
I mean, it wasn't good dancing, but we got him dancing.
Yeah, but when I worked, since I worked with LZ twice, like it was kind of his lane.
Now I won't have the stool on stage to put my foot up, So I think I just go rear end out into Keith.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Bumps in the grump.
Hey, what's Travis going to wear? Like, how many shades of khaki
dude,
is he
dude, that
have on?
Mid, like, drop, and then he just, like, looked at you for the Travis thing.
Yeah, your sciatic is
going to... What the hell is social?
Yeah, you're going to be fired up.
Oh, no, I get worked on. My body, there's no sciatica, baby. They rub it right out.
Seriously, we're social. We're, like, lit. It's lit. Why are they not
yeah, supposed to be here every lit?
Yeah, where is everybody?
Yeah.
We're preparing for the Mandy Awards. I three see. Nights away.
What are the interns for?
I don't know, dude.
Oh, they were working hard back there.
Yeah, someone can't come in here and set up a camera.
Nah. Get all the lanyards ready for
yeah,
so how long should I mention that Key's birthday and that there were invites already sent out and Cappy, see
I've
if Cappy
you.
Reacts?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Cappy's going to be like, why not me?
Here's the thing.
Well, does he know him?
Not really.
Then why would he get back?
The person handling the invites might have accidentally sent one, but I don't think so.
Hmm. To Cappy.
Because they went off like a list of like certain people. And...
Yeah. Well, Key sent it to me via text.
Right. But so you didn't get the email.
No, I got the text.
Oh.
From
he
Key.
Got the real text.
Okay.
Well, I got I'm the not... text with the Evite from
okay,
Key.
Okay, but I'm not handling like the sending. I gave some email addresses of people I thought that Key would want there.
Yeah.
You were one of them.
Right.
But then some other names got put on there.
It might have put it in my junk folder, but he sent it to me.
Okay. Yeah. Well, no, it's going to be an extravaganza.
I know. I'm hopeful that I can make it at Summer League same time, so I got to see
always something with Sedona.
My Summer League schedule.
He's
bro.
A busy guy.
He's flying in dough from Brooklyn. There's going to be like a pizza guy, a taco guy, a rib guy.
Oh, that'd be great. I may just come back for it then and just fly back to Vegas the next day.
It'll be the night after we do the Friday night All-Star extravaganza in West Covina, the All-Star Bash.
Right.
Listen for details on Monday.
So
man,
how long before Cappy tries to crash it?
He's going
to
be looking for an
he's
invite.
Not. He's not going to go. He doesn't want to, because he doesn't know Key. He's not going to want to be going.
But if he got invited, he would go.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no question.
Absolutely. If he's invited, he's making a whole like deal about it.
I guess, yeah.
Invite him.
When's his birthday? When's
July
birthday?
11th.
Oh, he's a Cancer. Mm, good people.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Just like
but the party's not July 11th.
July 16th.
Correct.
Mm. No mm-hmm. chance.
What?
No chance.
What?
There's no chance Kaplan is invited.
No, he's not.
Well, probably not, no. But they haven't worked together. It's, you know.
Right. They don't even know each other.
So yeah. Why is he going to get mad?
Because he has FOMO.
He does
over,
FOMO.
Over people he doesn't know?
Yes.
And then he'll make...
we like did it in sync.
Yes.
And then he'll make fun of me of like, oh, you follow Key around like a little puppy dog, yeah. Blah, blah. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Like when Cap does this bit, it's like, well, that's a pretty good guy to follow around. Keyshawn Johnson, yeah.
Number one pick in the draft.
Yeah, he wrote
LA's
a book.
LA's native son.
He yes. wrote a book. You know, the Pride
Bowl
of Dorsey.
Champion.
Man of Troy.
Super yeah. Bowl champion.
That's good.
Owns real estate, a lot of it in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, that's good.
Is Key really excited for the Mandy's?
He is.
Is he here in town yet, or is he not coming until Friday?
Comes home tonight, I believe, actually.
Where are you going to
put
him
up at the airport?
I'm not, no.
Is Kaplan?
No. He might be. He Come may on. Be listening right now and going, I need to pick up Key at the airport.
Cap's going to go
an
back
invite.
And listen. He's going to like hate this show. He's never going to take another day off. Because the way we beat him up
oh,
today.
Oh, no, Rachel will make sure he takes another day off.
Oh, where's the whip?
For her half birthday.
Her half birthday? Don't even
I love that we called him and he didn't pick up the phone and then hers went straight to voicemail.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
going to
say he
plan.
Never saw it.
And then 30 yeah. minutes later, he's liking all my pictures on Instagram course, yeah. and Twitter. Yeah, he's aw. Oh.
Well, he probably has a spy that listens and, like, logs all the
yeah, jazz. All his people in the community there, like, hate me because I'm always picking on them.
Oh, same. They hate me, too. It's okay.
Well, you
they hate
me
you?
Him.
I'm not
oh,
mean,
she's
yeah.
mean to him. She's always picking on Cap.
No, but the people in the community?
Yeah. They
Cap can't do nothing because Laura's going to say this. Or, like, yeah. Well, or how do you not know this, Cap? They get mad at her for that. Yeah,
I mean, he doesn't know a lot of stuff. That's not my problem. That's a him problem.
Yeah, but I don't know a lot of stuff, and you guys give me the pass, so that's cool.
That's not
but
true.
This is we cool because I bought you Starbucks.
Because we don't have as high we don't have as high of expectations for you, Beto. That's why.
Good. See, low, be low.
There you go. And you can
overdeliver.
Overachieve. Yeah,
exactly.
Oh,
if you play that song, I'll get well. You want to see me get well?
No.
Please do. Please do.
Wait, hold on. Are you going to do it?
No. I don't have that.
No. You already said you're going to get low, so come on.
You can't say it if you're not going to do it.
Yeah,
I'm
don't.
Tired right now.
No, play it, Laura.
I mean,
play
we only
it.
Got like 1 minute left.
Yeah, the phone's ready to go.
When's our out time, just so I know?
Get low.
Well, about 2 hours ago.
All right. Oh, whoa. Chris is doing it.
Get low.
To the windows!
I can't find the song. So.
To the wall! Till the sweat comes off my...
I don't hear the
oh, these feet melt...
I'm done, man. I'm tired. I'm tired.
Oh, no. Skeet.
Don't be talking about it. Be about it. Let's
no.
go.
No, better. Next time.
See?
Give me till August so we can get back on the bacon diet.
Keyshawn Wood.
He played.
Let me delete that. Oh,
yeah, delete that.
Do you think Cap is going to have FOMO today? Because we're getting a lot of tweets about the show being really funny today.
Yeah. He's gonna, is he back tomorrow?
Big E says, best produced show ever. Someone should win an award for today.
That's right.
Lindsay, am I back tomorrow?
Yeah.
No, sorry, Beto. You got to go home.
Okay.
You're like the kid who came over to the house and you've been here too long.
Oh,
it's like time for dinner.
Like, no, you gotta go.
Yeah. I'm gotta go.
Oh man.
Yeah,
that's cool. All right, well, I'll see you guys Friday.
You like the latchkey kid that we're sending home.
Yeah,
I'll see you Friday. I'll be there.
There
Friday.
You go.
That's fine.
Right. Red Velvet, get ready.
Okay. Beto,
gracias.
Great job.
All right, I gotta go home.
Lindsay and Laura, great job. Christopher, great job.
Thank you.
We will talk to you mañana. I believe Cappy will be back with more FOMO. See you.